Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives tonight. We'll be talking about the past week of the show, but before we do, make sure you check out our blog at divaofdual.com. We're also on Twitter and at Diva of Dual, and we're also on Facebook at Diva of Days, and Carrie Messner also has a fan page out there. She's the Diva. She can't be here tonight. We also have Anna with here tonight. Are you there, Anna?
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Yep. There's Anna. Hi.
Hello. In the nick of time.
Hi.
Hi.
You didn't have to hurry. Yeah. I'm.
Hey, if Matthew
Ashford
can talk during eat while he's doing an interview with us, I can certainly eat while we're doing the podcast, right?
Oh yeah, he was eating and drinking Teo's already been on the show eating and cooking.
That's
in fact,
right.
Like one time he was in the background. I think we had Leanne on. Leanne was talking, and I think he was making dinner and talking at the same time. So
that's
we eat and drink or whatever. Yeah, don't rush.
Whatever.
What are you having good?
I have takeout from Houlihan's. That's what we had tonight.
That's pretty good. Nothing
fancy. Some asparagus and some chicken tenders. Ooh, living high on the hog.
That sounds good. Asparagus is good for you.
Yeah, it actually is good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes up for the fried food, right?
But you have to have that. That's the good
balances
stuff.
Balances out.
Yeah.
And a few French fries, too.
So where can we find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Coffee Hooch. And also,
and you can find me
if you're enjoying Condre, Kate and Andre, we have an account for Condre fans. So at Condre fans. Is that some follow us there so we can do that? And where can we find you?
And I'm at Mama_Hooch. On Twitter, and also we'll give a shout out to at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. We haven't heard from them for a while, so and they're always out doing something on a Saturday night, so I don't know what they're up to. So, but they can call in if they want. And also check out at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis, who are the great team of Condre, Kate and Andre, who I don't know if anybody's been on Twitter lately. There is just so much positive feedback for Kate and Andre. There's been a lot.
Right.
Just
great.
I mean, a lot. You know, that people
Even
tweeting
people
to Teo,
didn't think
people
they were gonna
tweeting
like it,
to Lauren. Yeah, and I was kind of, and then I'll go like when somebody will tweet, when I see somebody different that'll tweet to him or to tweet to both of them about, you know, I'll go and kind of look at their thing, and I'm seeing a lot of younger people, like younger. People that like Chabby, that like Chad and Abby, also like Kate and Andre because they like to the mirrors. And and I think Andre's growing on them because he's so supportive of Abby. So they're liking the character Andre now. And they're also liking Kate, you know, the relationship, that whole relationship. Kate, because Kate has the relationship with Chad, and then you have Andre has a good relationship with Abby, and then now Kate and Andre are, you know, it was a business arrangement, but you can see the underlying issue, you know, tension there and a little bit of caring. So we're hoping it's moving in the right direction, but so a lot of positive feedback. So if anybody wants to go check out. And even both of Lauren and Teo are tweeting things about the show, which is getting little hints out there. So, because I've seen things from Lauren. I've seen things from Teo. So that's always fun to see when. Yeah. And it seems like they're enjoying themselves. You know,
they seem to be having fun.
Since this new writing. With this new writing, everybody's, there's like a more positive energy, I think, kind of. Like you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now we've gotten like part of the week from last, from the week before, and then this whole week is kind of all done now. And I don't know, did you get to see most of the week or anything stand out?
Yeah,
I
was going to try to get to the last 20 minutes of Fridays, and I missed a couple of interruptions on, we had the satellite signal went down on Tuesday during Days, so I missed part of Days on Tuesday, and I have to go watch the piece I missed online. I haven't done that yet, and I missed about 10 minutes on Mondays for some sort of news break-in or whatever. So I'll have to go watch that on. Everything but those two things in the last about 20 minutes of Friday. So I don't know what cliffhanger Friday was, but I saw most of it. And I have to say, that's probably the first time in, I can't even remember the last time that I've actually watched 8 episodes in a row. If you count the first 3 episodes of the new writing last week, plus the 5 this week, I can't even remember the last time I managed to get them in consecutive order, you know, in a relatively quick time, like as of the week that they aired and everything, sometimes the day that they aired, because there's just a whole different vibe. And I don't think it's our imaginations. I'm finding the energy, the pace. I'm liking the humor that's come in. I'm liking the, there's just a lot of levels to things, a lot of layers that I'm really enjoying.
Kind of like Friday's kind of ending like, oh, what's going to happen? You know, it's like, must see.
Well,
and
really,
pretty
much every day at the end of every episode, they pretty much have like a,
And somebody out there, and I think, I don't know, Jan said it, and I think a couple other people are saying that they'd like to see, remember how they used to have previews? They don't do previews anymore. It would be nice to see like previews, even just on Friday. Previews, but they do have them out there. I know NBC puts them out there later on their site or something, but they don't do it like after the show, because I have seen previews for next week, but they bring it out like later, like on their site and stuff. But there's a lot of good stuff, and it was really good on Friday.
That's a good point. They don't do those. They used to do it at the end of every episode.
They give a little snippet of what's coming up.
Several years ago, but I guess like you said, they do the promos on NBC.com. I didn't see how it ended this Friday yet,
we can start with
really
Friday. Cause,
interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday was the best, and I have to give props. The thing that stood out on Friday was the scenes with Billy Flynn and Marcy Miller, Chad and Gabby, some really good. That was real soap angst, and the torture of her he can't understand, you know, why she's doing it.
And she's doing it for him.
It's really good. For doing it for him, but she doesn't want to tell him, and it's like, so I don't know. I guess maybe we should probably kind of talk about how that all came to be.
Sure.
So Dario got picked up by the police. Okay, they finally caught him for counterfeiting and all this. And they made a deal with the FBI that he'd give up, I guess he's going to give up this top guy that's his partner. They're not saying who this person is. I don't know if it's somebody we know or just somebody, whatever. So he says, at first we think he has the information and he's going to show about Chad. But it's not, it's something else. But he also tells Abby that if she doesn't go away with him, he's going to expose the picture and show all, you know, tell all. So in the meantime,
he's basically cut a deal to go into the witness protection program.
Right. Right. And he wants Abigail to go with him. Right. So, but in the meantime, they're trying to get Theo, which I like everybody, like, Andre. Abigail calls Andre, and they have, and Kate's there, and they're trying to convince Theo to get it off the laptop, and not only just off the off his phone, off the cloud, like just to wipe it clean. So Theo agrees to this, and he's working on his computer to hurry up and do that so he can let Abigail know so she doesn't have to go away with him. And then Abe walks in with Valerie. I don't know if you saw that. And he asks Theo what he's doing. And Theo and Theo hurries up and slams the sound, which is like, which is like a sign, like, why don't you want me to see it? And he says, I'm working for the And he says, I'm working for the, I'm working for the Demiras. And, of course, Abe just explodes because he didn't know about it. So he grabs and takes the computer from Theo and heads over. And he says, oh, I guess Chad hired him. And he, then when he brought up Andre, that was the final straw. He knew Andre was involved. So I really enjoyed that. Then Abe goes over and confronts Chad and Andre. And I think was Kate there too? I think Kate was there. I'm not sure if Kate was there too.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
I don't, not in those scenes. I know she was in the scenes earlier with Chad and Andre when they were earlier in the week. Yeah, we'll have to get to that. But I did like how Andre and Abe kind of got into it, and they brought the history of Lexia and what Stefan did to her. And Abe's concern was, like Chad said to Abe, you know, you've got to trust Theo. He's a good kid. And Abe said, well, Lexi was good too, but got sucked in to the – and that's what his worry is, that it's going to happen to Theo. And that's why he took the computer. But eventually Chad convinces him, and I think Valerie did too, that you have to trust him not to look. And Abe didn't look. He was tempted, but Valerie stopped him.
Especially after he saw the sex tape.
I think that's kind of what – yes. I think maybe he might have thought that kind of stuff was going on too, but he kind of thinks that he's doing something wrong with, you know, and it is wrong, but in a way it is, he's doing it to help the family, you know, but
I love that other part of that was when Chad was saying defending the idea of Theo working for them and saying, you know, Theo is everybody as much as a part of this family, and this is everybody but a part of his legacy than it is any of ours. So you know, I love how they, you know, I love how they're, you know, including him in things and, you know, all that.
And I love how all the Demiras are working together. Kate, Andre, Abby, Theo, to help Chad, you know, without Chad. So they're all kind of, they're kind of like getting stronger and they're focusing a lot more on the Demiras and stuff, which I, which I like. Yeah, it's good. Oh, and another thing that's great is they're using the veteran actors and the younger actors together. You know what I mean? You had scenes with, you know, Abe and Theo, Theo and Andre, and Andre and Chad. And, and
it's not like
Abigail,
just the kids
It's not just the kids.
And if you notice, they did that with Kayla. They did that with Kayla and Patch, too. They had Trip in the scenes with them and stuff. They're really doing that
and,
a lot. I love it.
And Claire. Yeah, and Claire was in there too, and then there were some scenes with Joey and Roman, and Claire and Steve. So yeah, they're bringing, they're using them all in within the storyline.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's how they should do it. So, so I guess then it all comes to and then we have Gabby finding the ring, the wedding ring that Chad had, because he can't get Abigail and the ring. Of course, he makes some lame excuse about, I don't know if he found it, he was going to give it back to her or whatever, but, you know, Gabby's having her suspicions. Well, then she sees this paper, the headlines that, that Dario was arrested, so she rushes down to the police station. Then she finds out that they're going to be going away, and she can't understand it. You know, something, she says something's just not right here. So then she goes and tells Chad.
Like, what about, you're leaving Thomas? And Abigail's like, you know, treat him like you would mm-hmm. your own child and all. And so she knew, like, something's going on. This isn't right.
Yeah. So she goes back and tells Chad, which Chad goes running after to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds them getting ready to leave.
Yeah, they're
all
packed.
Yeah, goes to the Martin house, and he's, yeah, and they're all packed. And that's when Dario goes, I don't know if he goes to the car or he goes somewhere, and they have their scene where they're just pouring their hearts out to each other, and he finally tells her that he can't get her out of his mind. And why are you leaving? Oh, and he's getting onto her, like, why are you leaving again? You're doing this again. He says, and if you leave this time, don't come back. And, you know, and how can you do this to Thomas again? And she's just like this, this perfect soap opera angst. And then all of a sudden, Dario comes back. And all of a sudden, there's a car that comes out of nowhere. And Dario jumps out of the way, and you hear Abigail screaming, Chad. And that's how it ended on Friday.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part.
But if you want spoilers, and it's been out there, you think
sure.
Chad's going to get hit, but it's not Chad.
Ah,
it's Abigail. So, yeah. So then that's going to be next week. So, but that's where that is. And I think there's spoilers out there, too. What? You thought what?
I thought it was Dario that was getting, because doesn't he get killed off somehow?
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe he does, too. But I know Abigail ends up in the hospital, but maybe he gets killed, too. I don't know. I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Oh, or maybe
at first, I thought it was going to be Dario driving the car, but it wasn't. He was there, and he jumped out of the way, it looked like.
Oh,
well, maybe
okay.
he didn't get out of the way. Maybe it took more than one person out. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just thought maybe he'd leave under the witness protection program. I don't know.
Abigail. I can't remember what the deal was.
Yeah. Oh, and in the meantime, well, the thing was she, before she turned around, Theo had just called her, and he said
mm-hmm.
because Abe had given, there were some good scenes with Abe and Theo.
Uh-huh.
That was because Abe gave him the computer back, and so he hurried up and he got the picture off, called Abigail, so she was, oh, I don't have to go now, and that's when she turned around and saw the car coming at them. Yeah.
Oh. But Dario has the picture on his phone. They gave him his phone back, and he had a picture
mm-hmm.
of Chad supposedly killing, or looked like he had just killed.
Yeah, well, I guess Theo got it off the. Yeah, Theo said he got it off the phone, off the computer, off the cloud,
off of everything.
Off
the cloud.
That's
okay,
what he told
Abigail. I got you.
Yeah. He says it's nowhere out there. I mean, that was their big thing
okay.
was to get that computer so he could get it off the
okay.
cloud, which means it's off the phone,
okay.
even though, I guess, Dario, I don't know. I'm not that tech savvy or computer savvy, but I guess if you get it off the cloud, it's not out there anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
He knows.
Well,
though, with
there's always ways around that. He could have saved it to another cloud or whatever, but, you know, we're just going to go with this for now and say, okay.
Yeah, we're just going to.
So,
yeah, and I don't know. Maybe he does.
We're going to remember.
Although I hate to see him go.
You know, this is the Demiras. They can do magical things. So.
Yeah.
I know.
But
I
hate
really,
to see
I mean,
him.
I
like Dario.
Me too. I do too.
They made him, like, a little bit too. You know, I think, you know, they kind of ruined him too. They have a habit of some writers of ruining characters.
I kind of hope they're not killing him off. I kind of hope he really does just have to leave for the witness protection program, and since Abigail's
so he can come back
or something, because then
mm-hmm.
maybe he could come back eventually, because really I think with better writing he was underserved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, plus the thing
right.
of it is,
but you know,
I mean,
they could still kill him and he could come back.
Well, that's true.
That
it
doesn't matter.
Certainly doesn't.
Yeah.
It certainly does. I mean, Andre jumped off a roof, off of a several-story roof one time, and he's alive and well. So, good point. But anyway, yeah. So, let's see. There was something. Oh, earlier in the week when you were talking about Gabby finding the ring, you know, they were going
right.
to have a hot and heavy evening together. She was spending the night over there. I guess somebody else had Ari. Was watching Ari babysitting, and so she had her little lingerie and everything, and she was so
mm-hmm.
pissed and hurt about the ring that when he's like, fine, I'll take it downstairs, and I'm going to put it up, and then I'm going to get rid of it somehow. So he takes downstairs, puts it back in the little box, and comes back in. She's there sitting in bed with her cute little, you know, lingerie on, and she's just not that into him at that point. By then, the mood was ruined. So poor Chad had to lay next to her, and she was, like, you know, hot as she was looking right there, and he couldn't have any of it. Felt kind of sorry for him.
Yeah, that's what he gets.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was kind of
funny. That ring got him in trouble again. Yeah.
So. That darn ring. I'll tell you, if it's not the amulet or the ring, I don't know. Anyway, so, and then, so I thought that was a funny part. Let's see.
So was there Kate and Andre at the beginning of the week with Chad?
Yes.
Monday
or
was
Tuesday,
Monday?
I think. Yeah, was that when did they have the food fight? Was Friday, right?
Was Friday.
And then I think they weren't on Monday or Tuesday, I think, and then Wednesday? I don't remember what days, I'm sorry. But
I think they were talking about Theo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they had some scenes. They didn't have a lot of – it was mostly sort of like stuff about Chad.
They were worried about
Theo.
They were
worried
about getting
picture.
Stuff off the computer. And Chad, I think, walked in and
more...
thought they were – they knew that he was – they were hiding something or whatever.
Yeah. That's right.
So – and then that's how it was with the scenes with Andre and Chad. And but I just like the whole – idea of them all working together. So that's been that's been good. And,
I'm
just
glad there's
going
a
well.
Focus on the Damaras. That was always been like my favorite family. So
I don't know what's going to happen when Eileen Davidson comes back. Whether she'll be Kristen or somebody else, I don't know. Or I don't know. Maybe a new Damara will pop up somewhere. You never know. You know, there's always some chance of Damaras popping up.
I saw that Tyler Christopher, Christopher Tyler, I guess, I don't remember, Christopher Tyler, what his name?
Tyler Christopher?
From General Hospital.
Tyler.
Yeah, he's coming.
Tyler Christopher.
Yeah, he's coming on. So, and that's interesting because he and Teo worked together on General Hospital as a Cassadine.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll be
And he looks like he could be
long...
a Damara.
Oh, totally.
Yeah,
so
he
I'm
does.
Trying to figure out where, do you think he'd be an EJ recast? Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, do you think?
Well, you know what? I've heard about rumors about EJ being recast. So it could be. I don't know. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people don't want it, but
maybe he could be the Andre or Tony kid.
Andre.
I know, Tony, we always feel like Tony and Anna should have had a kid, but when you know, so maybe there's maybe he's coming in. But he definitely would fit in with the Damaras, so that's cool. Don't know. We're speculating. We're totally speculating.
We don't know. We're just speculating.
He might be totally somebody else. Who knows? I mean,
and there's
be a
just so many.
Too,
oh, true.
He could be
and there's
totally
so many rumors
random.
Of who's. Yeah. And there's some, even that Jason47 website, he has all these pictures up there of who's coming back or who do you want to come back and speculate, you know, people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's just all these past people and past characters that have been on the show, like villains and like you have all, you know. Yeah, so it could be anybody. So, you know, we're having, I think we are going to get a bunch of people back from the past. So it'd be interesting to see who all pops in to Salem.
As long as our favorites are still featured heavily, that's fine. Well, I know Sammy's going to be back soon, right? Do you know when Allison Sweeney starts to reappear? Do you know when is that coming up?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe is it more into the fall? Maybe I don't know. We'll have to. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. It might be because Friday's episode, Marlena takes a picture to Roman that.
Yes, I
wanted.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about that. I want.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell him about what she said.
She stopped by and talks to Roman. And says that she's going to the airport to pick up John or no? Or what was it she was going to do?
Yeah, or she was waiting for, she was waiting for John. She was going
to
be waiting,
and
John
home,
was going to be coming in.
Yeah, she was going to go home.
He's supposed to come home.
So she just wanted to bring him that picture And he pulls it out. Of course, we don't get to see it, but he says, "Oh wow, Johnny and Allie have grown so much."
Allie, I know. Here we go, Sora. So I'm wondering how. I bet you they're going to come back as teenagers, like young teenagers,
at some point.
That's what I'm thinking. If they bring them back,
Yeah.
And that was kind of the whole. We could talk about that now. The whole setup with Marlena and Roman had a little talk, and then Roman kind of said to her, she kind of seemed down to him, and he said, "Is everything okay with you and John?" And she's still kind of a little disappointed that he went away, but she understood why. But so it was that little setup of the Patty coming into the scene.
He said something like, "You don't seem like yourself," or something.
Self. Yeah.
And it's not Hattie yet, but she's going to be making a shift soon. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So the whole idea is to break John and Marlena up so Rome will be able to move in on Marlena then. So Marlena goes back to her apartment. Yeah, goes back to her apartment, and she's waiting for John, and she hears the door, and she thinks it's John home from the airport or whatever, coming home, and then she opens the door and she says, "Oh," and then it's Hattie standing there. So, because like a shocked look on her face. Of course, we know coming up they're going to kidnap her.
Can you answer something for me? Because I know Hattie has appeared before in the past, okay? And I think her real life twin played Hattie at one point. But how did
Paige her at one?
If it's too long of a story, don't go into it. But there was a period of time that I stopped watching Days for a while, and so I wasn't watching it when Hattie was on. So how did that come about, or does Marlena know Hattie exists? She does, right? I mean, or no?
Yeah, she does. And I'm not too clear in the history, too. Jen might know. I mean, she's on. We can bring her on, too.
Okay.
And
that.
Yeah.
They don't show.
I think Hattie.
The end of
Did she work in it? I don't know how she came on, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But
okay.
I know it was her twin playing it at the time, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Peter is doing a great job playing both those characters.
I'm telling you what. Deidre needs to just forget about Marlena and let's just go with Hattie,
Hattie.
And then we had Bonnie, Bonnie
Hattie
and Judy
Bonnie.
Evans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bonnie in prison and they're old BFFs. And they're setting it up to where, Angelica's setting it up to where Hattie has convinced Bonnie to go in on things. If she can get her out of prison, she's going to pose as Adrian, who I don't even think she really knows, because I don't think they were on. I mean, when Bonnie was on.
Yeah, that's the whole, that's a little
Adrian
confusing to me, too.
So this is the first time I think that, if I'm not mistaken, it's the first time Judy has played both characters at the same time.
But nobody ever in Salem made a reference to Bonnie looking like Adrian.
Right. Of course,
Bonnie was on.
So, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And Bonnie was so
out
there.
I guess they're
going to
go.
So,
yes. Yeah.
So Patty has kind of convinced her, has definitely convinced her to come in and pose as Adrian as part of this plan, and I guess that's a draw. She's gonna basically dump Lucas. Bonnie as Adrian is going to dump Lucas and go back to Justin to pull. Right? Is that somehow?
See,
I know
this
Angelica
is what I don't.
Justin.
Angelica wants Justin.
Not...
So what? Yeah, I don't know what part. Well, it's something about Bonnie, I said, what's in it for Bonnie? Bonnie is to get back at Maggie because she must have liked Victor at one time back in the day. And then Maggie did something to her, so that's her revenge on Maggie.
No, it was Mickey. Hmm? Remember? She and Mickey, Bonnie and Mickey were together when Maggie wasn't on.
Bonnie and Mickey.
And then Maggie came back, and so Mickey dropped her like a lead balloon or whatever. And so that's why
Was there something with Victor? Because they're talking about Victor. trying to get.
Oh, I don't know.
With Maggie and Ben. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Jen's here. Maybe she can. She's
okay.
Here now.
Well,
so maybe she can clarify some of this.
Is involved because of Maggie. But I don't know.
Oh, could be. Yeah. Yeah, I know Bonnie has a hatred for Maggie because of Mickey. So somehow she's going to get back at Maggie. But I don't see, I guess she wants Bonnie to play Adrian and to make, maybe to make sure that she does pick Lucas and not Justin. I don't know. I don't know. But it looks like, you know, I don't know. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hi.
Jen can help us fill in the gaps here.
I think.
Did you hear us discussing that?
Yeah, I think it's Angelica. She wants Justin, and I actually think she also kind of wants Victor too, because she has a big history with Victor as well.
Oh, okay.
And maybe she's trying to get Bonnie's help to break up Maggie and Victor.
See, that's what I thought she was saying. Somehow she wants to break up Maggie and Victor for some reason. Maybe just to get back
Angelica.
At Maggie, too.
Angelica.
Angelica does.
Yeah, because they got a history, too. Victor and Angelica.
And do you know about Hattie? What the history was, how Hattie came on?
Okay.
In the first place?
The first time I saw Hattie, but I believe she had been on before, was when they thought Marlena was killing everybody.
Okay.
And Sammy dragged Hattie somewhere and, like, proved that it couldn't be Marlena.
Okay. See,
that's
that history
last...
is a little sketchy to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That storyline kind of tuned me out because it was just so, it was so over the wall when all the characters ended up on the island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I know it was her twin playing her that time, but now it's even funnier. I think she's funnier now as Marlena, Deidre Hall playing her.
Yes.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She is. So that's another interesting storyline. So. Yeah.
I got a question on your feelings about the at least Kate and Abby, what they're doing to Sunny.
What's
the
who? Kate and Sunny.
Yeah, Sunny is sitting in prison, thinking.
Oh
killed.
Yeah, thinking he killed. Do you think Chad really? Do you think Chad really killed Deimos though?
No, I'm wondering if it is Victor. No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm wondering, but like, why would he? And I keep wondering why would Victor? Because that's what Xander. Is, you know, Xander saying that it was Victor.
I'm
surprised he would let Sonny do that.
You had that scene where Victor was going to go confess. I'm wondering, does he know more?
Yeah.
It's like,
because, and so far they haven't told, but I hear in the spoilers that Chad is telling Andre that he's going to go and turn himself in.
Yeah.
But maybe he just doesn't remember. He sees the picture and thinks, oh, maybe I did do it, because I don't think everybody has clear memory. So, and from what I understand, that's going to drag on a little bit till we really find out exactly who did it. So,
yeah.
So have you been enjoying how the show has been?
Yes. It's so much better.
Yeah, you feel a difference? See a difference?
Oh, yeah. I can tell the different vibe.
Isn't it crazy? Isn't it just crazy, just the difference?
It's like
you can't describe
it. Yeah, I don't know if it's the writing or the pace or I don't know what it is.
And it's such
but
a lighter feel, you know, than Hingley's writing. It's so much lighter. I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
Higley's writing is so much what?
No, Ron's writing is so much lighter.
Yeah.
Lighter than
like
Higley.
Funnier.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I also think, I also feel like there's more layers to the character's motivations, and it's not, and it's like character driven. I think I read an article or an interview, was it that Lauren had done,
yeah,
where it said something about lots of character driven story,
mm-hmm,
you know, because
mm-hmm
Dina has a tendency to, and I'm not knocking everything she's done, because there have been some things that I like that she did, but there tends to be plot driven.
Yeah.
Instead of
yeah
character driven.
Yeah.
And so
driven. Mm-hmm.
They've done a great job with the creative consultants, you know, with having Sherry Anderson and Ryan Kwan add the elements of the characters, the history and everything. Plus,
yeah,
plus I'm all, you know, here's the other thing. I had another thought. I was wondering what you guys thought of this. I, even a couple that I found myself interested in, like I could see the attraction with Abigail and Chad this time, and I could see it with Gabby and Chad. I could really honestly
right
see legitimate with both of them. Whereas I in the past was maybe rooting more for Gabby and Chad. But
mm-hmm
I guess what I'm seeing is there's more, I don't know how to explain it, but like even, and even the romance, you know how we always say, oh, we want romance and adventure and everything. Well, they're kind of giving us the adventure with this whole, the fun aspects of the, you know, the switcheroos that are coming up, and then like with, you know, the everybody trying to cover for Chad and this and that. But then, like, the romance
mm-hmm
part, remember back in the day, there have been times where we've had writers that were just like, oh, insert picnic blanket here. Now two actors sit on picnic blanket and act romantic, you know? And it's like it wasn't real or it seemed so manufactured. But, like, I loved, like, the Kayla – we haven't talked about much about Kayla and Patchett this week, but in this week's shows.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the scenes that they had
mm-hmm
at the pub, I know their fans are really into it. But it was so romantic.
Oh, yeah.
It was so sweet. And, like,
oh,
even,
yeah, what he
I don't
did
know, it
uh-huh
just – I've just found, I don't know, and I don't know if it's the, it's got to be mostly the writing, because these actors are great with whatever material they're given, but I just
mm-hmm
found that I was drawn in, and I love those two, but they're not like one of my number one favorites or whatever right now, but I was really drawn in, and I love
yeah
Tripp. I think he's really interesting, and I, you know, and Joey was even kind of good because he was trying to, he's feeling guilty now about Ava, and you know,
mm-hmm,
so I don't know.
And his
I
scenes with Roman
that,
were good. We
yeah
got to Roman again,
like
a little bit more
layers
of Roman on there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah, well, Chris Kosacek, but anyway. So,
yeah, Chris Kosacek,
so
yeah,
anyway,
but we could
yeah
still do that.
Kosacek.
We need more doubles. We might have a,
there you
a
know
lot of, maybe more than those
that
two.
Could be, that could be
maybe
crazy.
Tony
that
come
be
back. We'll have Tony and Andre. That would be great.
Insane. That would make me insane about it. But I don't know. I just find that.
Does
I
Kate
really
have an
like
evil twin
way
out there? I don't know.
I think
or
Kate's
a night
evil
twin.
Twin.
I don't know.
No, I think so.
Or she's evil. I just said, does she have
the
night twin out
twin
there?
She's
the evil
one.
She's
a gray twin. She's not evil.
She's evil.
She's complicated. Kate's not evil. She's
yeah
complicated.
They don't like to be. It's funny. I remember
no
on an interview we did with Teo and Lauren.
Yeah,
they don't like when we say they're evil. They get
no,
like,
they're
oh,
complicated.
No, we're not.
They're complicated
yeah
characters.
Call us
they're
evil
layered.
So we call them Sweevil. You're sweet
yeah
and evil.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Sweevil. That's pretty much so.
Yeah.
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 So yeah,
so,
they, yeah, the yeah. Well, we could talk about Steve and Kayla.
Kayla.
I mean, I adore.
Yeah.
I they were never one of my favorite, but I adore them. I think they're just so cute together, and just
I like them more now,
you know,
than I did in the 80s.
I think so. Yeah, that's what I'm
me
thinking too.
Actually.
Is I think I'm liking them more now. And it was so good. Did he do that when he did the sign language? Remember, because that was back in the day, right? Is that when she couldn't hear it one time?
Yeah, she couldn't hear it.
Remember
speak
at their wedding?
Oh, that's right. And I knew when he did
right
language,
and he
like,
did that
I
at the wedding.
Something behind that.
At their wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was their
and
anniversary.
Their
first
that
anniversary.
It was their first
anniversary
of. Yeah, the first anniversary of several or something. She said.
Oh
or
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So that was. So yeah, Steve and Kayla fans have got to have loved what's been going on with
yeah
them. And, of course, Steve's getting closer to figuring it out. course, they confronted the nurse Shelley.
Yep.
And she more or less, they kind of believed her because she said she really respected Kayla, you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and Steve was going over that, the list of who all the doctors and the interns and all that. But I'm saying, Steve, think, who else? Who else was there? Somebody else that was always there at that same time. What? It was so then kind of Claire was there, and Claire kind of tipped him off, saying about Tripp was always spending even his extra hours all around. She says, I see him at the nurse's station all the time, even when he's not supposed to be, even when, like, he's not supposed to be shadowing Kayla, he's always here at the hospital. And she says, I always see him hanging around the nurse's station. Then the light bulb went off. Steve went off.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Okay.
So I think that's coming up, that he confronts Tripp about it. So, Claire kind of.
Isn't Joey going to finally confess to Tripp that he's the one that.
I think that's going to come out, and I think that's probably how he's leaving the show, I bet. I bet so he
now,
goes
are they
prison
gonna
or something, maybe.
Are they going to
recast?
Are they going to
recast him? They might.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. They could. Maybe he doesn't.
They need, like, a teen set, and they're losing them all.
Yeah, but I think Sierra will be back. She'll be eventually back. As a recast. So, yeah, he very well could be, I guess. I don't know. Will Roman get into, because they're all covering for him because Roman knows about it.
Yep.
You know, Roman knows it was, because him and he was talking to Joey about it, so.
Yeah.
Cause he was telling him how guilty he felt.
Yeah, Roman knows about it all.
Well, and Claire knows because she,
Claire knows. Yeah, Jade knows whether Jade's gonna. I don't know. Is she gone for good or is she coming back?
I don't know.
I don't know. Did you see that they're really not this? The first Jade and Joey and the guy that plays Joey are really together.
Oh wow!
Dating in real life.
Mm-hmm. Oh really?
I saw a picture on Instagram. The first Jade and James.
That's
interesting. Yeah.
Because True O'Brien
and another
and
like
Casey are still together. Like
and Casey are together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's Casey's last name?
That.
I just drew a blank.
Is it
Casey
Dedrick?
Moss?
Oh,
Casey Moss.
Yeah.
Paige
and True O'Brien are still together. Well, at least last I heard, they were still together. Cute.
When is Eve back?
Who?
Eve.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. See, there's another one coming back. There's so many. You know,
I could see who would Justin.
I think. Oh yeah, they had a little bit of a thing there, her and Justin. Okay. Oh, how about Nicole and Eric? Anybody see that? And she finally forgave him.
Yes.
And she found the letters.
Yeah.
And she read them, and then she finally forgave him. And then Eric was talking to Jennifer and said what Brady said. She found out. But
Jennifer stomps
over to Brady. Confronted Brady. It's like Brady said, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, he's got that look on his face.
Because Brady's
like,
Brady
believe you two should be together.
Brady's still struggling with the fact that Eric and Nicole kissed when they were all drugged. He's still having a hard time.
He can't get over that. So Jen thought that was his ulterior motive to, like, get them two together. So Nicole. Come on, Jennifer.
I don't know what Jennifer.
Poor Brady.
Heck, I would be all over him.
Yeah.
I'd be ecstatic.
What are you waiting for, Jennifer? What are you waiting for, Jennifer? Yeah. And what do you think about Jennifer and Brady? There for a while, I thought maybe they'd go that way. put Jennifer and Brady together. But I like Jennifer and Eric better.
I see them as friends. I think Jennifer Jennifer and Brady are more like friends. I see them as friends, sort of.
Okay. So they need somebody for Brady because Nicole will
be
leaving.
That would be kind of interesting, though, since, you know, people keep
There'll
falling
be a
in love
triangle
with Brady
there.
Because they have Dr. Dan's heart in him. So.
Right. Yeah.
Really curious. I mean, I know it's not for several months, but I'm really curious how they're going to
Chloe
write
will be
out.
Back for them.
Oh,
back
yeah.
Ago, they go that way. Chloe.
Or
oh,
Chris.
Yeah.
Or Kristen.
What?
Kristen.
Oh, geez. I really don't.
Kristen
I'm not
and
big,
oh.
I'm not a big.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not a fan. I'm just not a fan.
Neither of us.
I don't think. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Kristen, really. She can just come and go.
I don't know, but
I
is
like
she going to come in and take over the Damaris? No.
Well, because when she was on all the frigging time, and that may have been the writer's fault, but I was like,
yeah,
you know,
different
it
writers,
got really
maybe.
Annoying because we never saw Kate,
maybe
we
tend-
never saw any of the other ones that we like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, maybe they'll tend to use all the characters. They're seeming to use everybody.
I'm hoping there's
Are they
balance.
Really focusing
yeah.
on one person?
Yeah.
I know Chad and Abby are on a lot.
Better.
I mean, but I'm thinking it seems it's better. It seems like it's just not all one person on it all the time. You
right.
know, the stories
yeah.
are moving and there's all different stories.
We hardly
people.
Saw Kate for months, you know, and it's like she
mm-hmm.
was on the first.
We're
what,
seeing
three days?
More and more.
Oh,
yeah, we're seeing more and more of her and Andre, and I'm hoping we
hopefully
see more
Andre
and more
will
of them
see more and
in the
more
future.
Too.
Yeah, well, we want him to see more and more of Kate. Yes.
When one thing can...
Andre's hoping for it too, because it's
yeah.
been a long time for Andre.
Oh,
let me tell you.
But London,
such a waste.
What'd you say, Jen?
Ron did that when he came to General Hospital, too. He brought back a lot of veterans and used the entire cast for the first time
oh,
in years.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Yeah.
I think
well,
he learned.
What's your assessment of what went south with him at GH? What started to what happened that caused the wheels to fall off?
I think what happened was the lawsuit between Prospect Park and ABC. Those characters that he brought over from One Life had
oh, yeah.
to be like immediately.
That's right.
And then it was like, and then they brought them all in as the same characters with different names.
Yeah.
It was like, no.
It was weird. Yeah. Huh. Anyway, so, well, I'm loving it
okay.
so far. I'm really happy.
Me too.
I mean, like I said,
oh, yeah.
Jen, I don't know if you heard this at the beginning, but I can't even remember the last time I watched, you know, from starting from when the first day of the new shows, the new writing. I can't even remember the last time I watched actual 8 episodes in a row, like in relatively
order.
Close to the day they aired, you know, like I was actually excited to watch it, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
and,
sometimes it's like, I'd be like, okay, if there's nothing else on, okay, I'll watch it now, you know, whatever. But now I'm like, ooh, I got to watch this, you know.
And
so.
James is getting some really good material, too. Finally.
Who?
James Reynolds, Abe?
Yes. Yeah, he's doing
like,
great.
About time.
I know.
Abe, oh,
I know.
Yeah. Right.
And I like the way they write him. I mean, like, you know, he's still a protective father, overly protective probably, because, you know, he raised a special needs son that's, you know, certainly doing great and high functioning and, you know, doing a great job in life, but he's had to be very protective of him and help him through a lot of really difficult times. And also, he lost his mother, too, so Abe's been both parents to him, you know, and so I like the way that they write him being, you know, even though Theo's technically a grown man now, you know, or even though he's young, he's still a young man, you know, I like the way Abe does kind of act a little overprotective, you know, like, I don't know, I like that. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I can't
I mean,
blame him with Andre.
I think it's real life. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you can't blame
that,
him.
You know. Yeah.
It wasn't
so much him working, but when he knew
Andre was involved.
Yeah, and like you guys said too, it was because he saw how his life had been conflicted. Okay, I'm a good person, but now I'm a Demira. Does that make me a bad person? Oh, now I.
Well,
have
Andre
something.
Was. Andre was behind
for the
Lexi
sake of my family.
Being down in the thing, wasn't he? Down in the
yeah,
alley thing.
He
was.
Oh, he was.
That was Andre. And
he
Stephanie.
Killed
her.
Oh, I thought,
more or less, I think Andre was involved in that.
How about Stefano was
helping
responsible for that? Oh.
Yeah, that's what I think. That was on Andre's crazy days.
Yep.
Over the top crazy days. So yeah, that's even though Andre has is growing a little bit of a heart now, so you know, kind of like that. But we don't want him to get. And they like I told you, he's getting more fans than a lot of the younger ones. And there are some on there. They they like to. They liked Andre as has a heart, but then somebody came on and said, yeah, but we don't want him to be too good. We like him to be like a little amoral and a little bad. You know, we like the bad. I said, and I go on there and said something. I said, oh, he cannot be all good. He has to be, you know, we love the bad boy in Andre.
But isn't it fun to see a new generation of kids, of people enjoying him like we have for all these
years?
Yeah, I think they like him in his little underhanded ways. You know, they know he's like pushing the envelope there, but yet he's still.
He has that little shit stirring twinkle in his eyes.
Yeah.
You know, that little,
that grin.
That little,
and that,
bad boy, but you can't deny me because I, you know, you can't deny that you like me because I'm giving you that little, you know.
He makes the character likable. There's just something about the way he does it. Yeah.
And I love the dynamic. Of Kate,
and then you
like
just
talked about.
And then you just add Kate to the mix, and them together
is
like hilarious.
I mean, what's not to love? They've got the comedy, the drama, the chemistry, all that. So pretty cool.
Oh, and then Robert Scott Wilson, remember who played Ben?
Michael Fairman had a thing out there that he got a part in a new movie. It's called The Girl Who Cried Wolf. It's a new movie. I guess it's kind of like a major movie coming out. I don't know. But he got and he got a role in that of playing the nutty, crazy person, I think. Another one of those kind of roles. So it's kind of like a perfect role for him. So
Oh, my gosh.
So,
he's so good.
And it's funny. Yeah, I tweeted to him something about, like, we miss him on days, but this role sounds like perfect for you. I says, but you know what? It would be fun to have Ben turn up just about now. To have Ben, you know, with all this going on with chatting, it would be, you know, for him to turn up. So, and I got a favorite from him from that. So that was kind of neat. So, So, but it would be interesting to see, you know, Ben pop in somewhere.
Yes.
Even if it's in Abigail's
mind,
you know, because she's going through so much. He comes back in her mind again. But anyway, so. I don't know. Have we covered everything? I don't know. Can you think of, I don't know, any other stories?
I covered the main things.
Storyline? Main things, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't have anything else.
Nope, I can't think of anything else. Tune in next week. Stay tuned.
Tune in next week.
These are the days of our lives.
I just have to say, this is just unrelated to days, but just something I had to mark off my bucket list this past week. I went to see Rod Stewart in concert, which was fabulous. He's just
I've seen him in concert. He's amazing.
He is amazing. And I have been dying to see him. I have been since the Faces back in the 70s.
Oh, yes.
And just he's been around at different areas here, but for some reason or another, I had just never been able to go see him. But he was down in Virginia this year, and I went down to my daughter's, and we went to see him. Oh, he is 72 years old. And that guy can
still
strut around and sound. He's still got it. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know.
He's got that.
I mean, I saw him about last time I saw him.
He put on a great concert.
about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And even then I was like, holy cow, he's good. I saw him once in college. He's one of those people that
he's been
for
all
so
over
long,
the world.
And like, it's
like
you forget all the songs that he's had. He's just a great entertainer, bottom line. I mean, he's just amazing.
Oh, that's the thing is he puts on an excellent show.
Yes,
and I
does.
Saw him with Cyndi Lauper, and actually she was very good too.
Oh,
Cyndi Lauper was his opening act. You know, girls just want to have fun.
Neat.
I mean, she was good.
Neat.
Yeah, but that was.
Yeah.
And then they did a song
that's
or two
really
together
cool.
too.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
I mean, yeah,
what
he
good,
sang a lot of his good old songs.
Well,
you know,
here's
and
the thing: he used to be a European football player. You know, so, you know, meaning soccer. And so he was very fit, and he's managed to stay that way. So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
good
and he kicks
him.
The old soccer balls out into the crowd.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Yeah, he's one of those.
Didn't
that
get one, but
it's like he's the epitome of, you know, what would be nice to for all of us to do. But
like Bon Jovi. He gets better with age.
What's that?
That's right.
Bon
Jovi gets
better
with age.
Honestly, I looked at pictures back when he was in his 20s. Ugh, no way. I look at him now, and
a
it's
lot
like, wow.
Now, Yeah,
a lot better look now than he was when he was younger.
Yeah.
It's
well,
the personality and the charm and the accent
we don't
and everything.
Just talk about Days of Our Lives. We have the Penguins.
No, I just had to put that in there. It's just like it was
the Mets,
a great
the
experience.
Mets and the Royals and the Pirates and,
yeah.
and also that. That was
the
so cool.
Yeah, the Pirates are doing all right.
I'm glad you shared that because that's really fun. That's neat.
Yeah,
because
I'm still
right.
singing the song, you know, they kind of stick in your head after a while. But
Okay, anything else, Jen?
All right, well, anything
Jen,
else?
Jen, did you have anything?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
I think
well,
we covered
everybody.
Most of it. Yeah.
Sounds good.
We'll see what happens this week.
Well, we'll be tuning in next week.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just definitely. Keep tuning in. Just going to hopefully keep
That's
getting better,
all.
So. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks, everyone.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.